303, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Beautiful day, Friday Eve. What are we at? We were like at 85 degrees and again, low humidity, which means it's really comfortable outside. If you get the chance, just sit outside for a couple of moments and soak it all in. Our good friend Brian Maloney is going to be with us. Well, he joins us every week now on Friday Eve. We talk a little bit about this developing campaign. What is it, 80 days now? And let me tell you something, the cover-up, the spin, boy, oh boy, it gets uglier and uglier and uglier just every single day. There are moments where I just sort of shake my head and I say, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to help? You know what's weird? I feel myself becoming, how do I say it nicely? I don't want anybody to think I'm checking out here. But I'm feeling myself less connected to political stuff. And I am absolutely finding myself far more connected to faith. And I'm not telling you that this election is something we ought not be paying attention to. Of course we have to pay attention to it. And in my personal humble belief, and I am right, we have to do everything possible to secure this nation. We have to do everything possible to save this nation. You have so many people who have simply turned their back on reality, on their own honor or integrity, if in fact they ever had honor or integrity. You have people turning their back on their own faith and getting on board with people who will do terrible damage to the United States of America. Look, I despise Joe Biden. I always have. I think he's just an awful human being with, so far as I can tell, absolutely no redeemable qualities. None. But even I am appalled at the manner in which he was treated by his fellow left-wing wackadoodles inside the Democrat Party. I mean, this was a palace coup. Well, no, I don't want to say I'm disappointed in the members of the legacy news media. Good Lord, I haven't had any confidence in them for as long as I can remember. I guess I had confidence in them before I started in this ridiculous world of radio. No, I'm serious. I'm really serious because I've been doing talk radio for 33 years, a long time to do anything. And certainly before I got involved in this, I probably would have believed the things that I read, that I saw, that I heard coming from the self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists. But there did come a point where I realized, good God almighty, you people are full of crap. I may have phrased it slightly differently, but that's the takeaway. And I look at how they are spinning right now on behalf of a woman who won't even talk to them. A candidate who says, you need to vote for me, but I'm not going to talk to the members of the press. And the members of the press are going along with it. Even little Jimmy Acosta, right? You know, the media's wayward son. He's not quite the idiot son like, what's his name, Fredo Biden, but he's not far off. Even he actually, he had some stuff to say. We shared it yesterday. You know what? Why don't we share it again today? Maybe somebody missed it. Germ, do you have that handy by chance?
You know, Michael, I'm sure this is not going to be the first time you've heard this question, but the Trump campaign is also going after the vice president for not doing enough interviews, for not holding a press conference. Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz have been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign and adding Governor Walz to the ticket. You saw the ways in which they went to across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there. But
Michael, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference.
It's going to be inclusive.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
Oh, we absolutely are going to do it. You hear her take questions as she's out on the stump. And she said last week, we're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month. What she's going to be focused on and what this campaign is going to be focused on is communicating directly with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. That's why she and Governor Walz
went across the
country this past week. That's why we're doing a bus tour in Pennsylvania as we head into Chicago. And it's why we'll sit down for an interview before the end of the month to make sure that we can have a deep dive conversation about the vision that Kamala Harris has for where she wants to take this country and the contrast that we're going to have with Donald Trump. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to do that throughout the rest of this month and throughout the rest of the campaign.
I don't want to belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election. And that is going to be complete with rallies, with sit-down interviews, with press conferences, with all the digital assets that we have at our disposal. We are running a campaign that is built to communicate with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. We are confident in the plan that we have in place, and we're going to execute on that plan.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, they're executing the hell out of that plan. It's the same plan that got Joe Biden elected. No, it really is. This is Kamala Harris hiding in the basement, but this basement has a window so you can see her hiding in the basement. Right? Joe Biden just hid down there, didn't talk to anybody, didn't say anything, because they knew that he was just a delusional degenerate. I mean, right? I mean, no questions about it. And they hid him down the basement. They had the cover, of course. Remember, COVID theater was playing then. And they had all that. Well, we can't have these big rallies because, you know, you have to be, 6 feet apart or was it 5 feet apart? Because it's weird. You know, it was 6 feet here in the United States, but then you had people who were on the metric system and they were 2 meters apart, which approximates 6 feet, but it's not exact. And I thought that this COVID virus was like the smartest virus in the world. Remember? It knew if you were out after midnight, that's when it would attack you. Wouldn't attack you at noon, but at midnight it would. So that's why we had to close everything down. Remember? Governor Northam told us that. And it would know if you were wearing one mask or two masks, right? If you were wearing no masks, well, come on now. But if you were wearing one mask, it might. And two masks, then it was up to 10 masks. And you remember. And so it really was. It was just the smartest virus in the history of viruses. So it would be able to figure out, I would think, were you actually 6 feet or were you slightly less or slightly more? Well, I suppose that the virus was so smart it knew if you were operating on the standard imperial system or the American system or the metric system. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, my point is this. They are doing the same thing with her right now that they did with Biden, and that is not allowing her to speak. The difference is that she is, she's conscious, unlike Joe Biden, who is never more than semi-conscious, so she can get out there, and she looks lifelike, and she can deliver speeches. It's the same freaking speech, for God's sakes. Well, at least she is not burdened by what had been when it wasn't in the future. I don't know, whatever it was. So she can do that, but she's not answering questions. The other day they had, this just absolutely blew my socks off. Her campaign described it as a media scrum. Now, in traditional terms, a media scrum is the phrase used when a politician comes out of a meeting or an event or what have you and is met by a gaggle of reporters, and then the reporters all start asking questions, right? Sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. Now, technically speaking, the scrum is only occurs when they answer the questions. So they described this event the other day as a media scrum, which would lead you to believe that she was asking, being asked questions to answer. It was 70 seconds long. 70 seconds. That is, if you went to public school with me in Philadelphia, that's 1 minute and 10 seconds. Have you encountered any of these reporter types? They can't even ask a question in 70 seconds. So how exactly was she supposed to be asked a question and then answered a question? I'll tell you what it was. She was standing there. And that's why they, inside of her campaign, decided to describe it as a media scrum. Well, in the past, you would be embarrassed by such garbage, but this is a new day and age where people, unfortunately, believe a lot of crap that isn't true. Fake crowds, fake press, and she's winning. Yeah. It's a good observation. Astute observation coming in on my Facebook Messenger. Fake crowds, fake press, and she's winning. Yeah. That's true. It's absolutely true. Every one of the things that was just said there is absolutely, positively true. Fake crowds, fake press, and she's winning. It's I personally think it's disgusting, but, you know, what do I know? Right? I'm just the guy in the afternoon, chats about stuff, tells you about a few things here or there, and then that's it. Your friendly old Uncle Jeff, that's all. I've got one of those seminal birthdays coming up. I mentioned that on Facebook, and I had one or two people who did not know the meaning of the word seminal, and thought it was, well, it's not what you thought it was. It just means it's a big birthday, right? I mean, if you think about it in your life, if you're a little kid, when you go from 9 to 10, that's a big birthday, right? You're now in the double digits. That is a seminal event for you. If you are of the Jewish faith, 13 is a seminal event. You have your bar mitzvah or your bat mitzvah. 18 is a seminal event for a lot of people. Now, because you can vote, although you can't drink. And at 18, you're technically considered an adult. You can enter into contracts, stuff like that. 21, probably a big event. But then after that, they're fewer and they're further apart. Maybe you have one at 25, because 25 is kind of like, all right, that's it. You're all grown up, except you can still stay on your parents' health insurance for another year. How nifty is that? I don't think 30 is actually a seminal birthday. I think like when you cross into the 40s, maybe the 50s, that's when they get to these things. But I really am. I've got this thing coming up, and I came home the other night from the Robert Earl Keen concert at the National. Yeah. at the National, and I bought myself a hat down there from the merch table, The Road Goes On Forever. Now, the rest of that is, and the party never ends, but the hat only had the words, The Road Goes On Forever. And when I came home from that concert, I took my boots off, and I tossed that hat into my closet, and it landed. I swear to you, I was not aiming at my my always-packed carry-on bag, but it landed there perfectly, and it showed, like, a name tag. Anyway, I just looked at that and went, I'm miss being on the road. I used to have so much fun traveling to do, well, it was mostly for the pro wrestling world, but gosh. So I was just looking at that, and I said, you know, I got this big birthday coming up. I started looking at job openings for traveling carnivals. Seriously, I would be good at that. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.